Thank you and welcome. Welcome to Teaching the Right Brain Child, Part 2. How many of you were not able to be here for Part 1? Okay, great. So I'll review a little bit of Part 1. Those of you who were here for Part 1, a review is always good anyway. We love that, don't we? We know that in the animal kingdom, that half of the animals are left paw dominant and half are right paw dominant. Now, in the human kingdom, that isn't so. We only have between 10 and 15% of us that are left paw dominant, are left-handed. But we do know this, that half of us are left brain dominant, and half of us are right brain dominant. So if you would have in your family, this is the way it tends to go. Nothing's 100%. But the way it tends to go is if your firstborn is a left brain dominant child and you don't have miscarriages in between, then the next child tends to be more right brain dominant. Then the next one would be left and right. And that's the way it goes. That's God's sense of humor. Because just as soon as you get used to one way of learning, and you know, it really is a little unfair for you guys if the firstborn is left brain dominant, because they say, just a minute, it's a little bit warm here. Has anyone noticed besides me under the lights? And we're from Denver, Colorado, by the way, where it's like dry. You know, so we drink all the time to get any sweat at all. So you guys have it automatically here. If your firstborn is a left brain child, left brain is really like sequencing. They like to do things more on their own. They would say to you, just give me the list of things to do, Mom. Tell me what to do, and they check it off as they go through the day. And they like to learn on their own a little more than with a lot of involvement from you. And so if that's your firstborn child, you think, this homeschooling's a piece of cake. I am really good. This is going to be just fine. And then you homeschool your second child, and if that happens to be a right brainer, they love a lot of involvement from you, don't they? We wouldn't call them high maintenance. We'd never mention that. But they are a little more, they like a lot of involvement, and the reason is they learn through discussion. They learn through interaction. They don't learn just with the workbook and worksheet and the book in front of them. And we're going to look at with the brain model why that is. If you do a video or if you do a discuss things, they have it. They even like to discuss math problems, as you've noticed. There's nothing that isn't fodder for being discussed. And so sometimes parents think, well, I'm spending so much time with this one child and I'm letting that other child go, and you feel guilty. But what would happen is if you got involved in that other child, the one who's doing their list and learning on their own, if you got in and got involved, you tend to unsort their thinking. And they probably told you that in different words, haven't they? They said, Mom, no, I can do this by myself. But your guilt makes you feel you just really need to get in and work with them.